Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
YouTube had to disable comments on a live feed of a congressional hearing. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As House lawmakers grilled Facebook and Google officials about hate speech and the rise of white nationalism on Tuesday, a stream of hateful comments popped up on a live stream of the hearing on Google-owned YouTube, giving lawmakers a potent example of how pervasive objectionable content remains on the platform. Comments in the live chat accompanying the stream on the House Judiciary Committee's official channel were so inflammatory that YouTube actually disabled the chat feature in the middle of the hearing, and several other live streams of the hearing on YouTube were bombarded with racist and anti-Semitic posts on the platform's live chat feature just moments after the hearing began. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
European Union leaders and Britain have agreed to extend Brexit until October 31st. EU Council President Donald Tusk gave Britain some advice.
This extension is as flexible as I expected and a little bit shorter than I expected. But it's still enough to find the best possible solution. Please do not waste this time.
French President Emmanuel Macron said the Brexit extension is the best compromise to preserve EU unity. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. At a time of such uncertainty in the business world, and we're all facing challenges no matter who we are, I've invited back to Legends of Success a good friend and a previous guest on this show who I have a lot of admiration and respect for. Jim Amos has a track record of taking a solid business that, for one reason or another, has not reached its full potential. Jim analyzes the problems. He creates a new strategy. He puts together a team. He sets new goals.
and he executes. He's done it with Arby's. He's done it as chairman of mailboxes, etc. We actually tripled the number of locations, and then he strategized the sale to UPS, which is a major coup in business. And now he's got a new venture called Tasty Delight. We're going to find out what that's all about. Jim is also the author of a best-selling book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Franchising, really a Bible in the franchising world, in my opinion. Maybe Jim Amos can shed a little light and offer some wisdom from his life and experiences on how to move forward and face these challenges. Jim, welcome back to Legends of Success, my friend.
Well, John, thanks very much. It's such a privilege just to be here and have the opportunity to share.
Well, it is really an honor of ours, and I mentioned to you earlier, you've got some powerful messages. You've got a great, putting you on the spot, but you'll deliver. You've got a great gift to communicate and inspire others, and your history has been pretty amazing. I've noticed in business, in the business world, though, Jim, your niche, your real love has been franchise business versus others. What's so special about a franchise?
Well, now, that's just a great question, John, because I do love business format franchising as a business method or model. Franchising really embraces about 85 different industries, all whom do business one way, and that is the business format franchise method. And by the way, it generates about $1.6 trillion in our economy and is larger than any two other economic sectors combined that we have. And I don't think most people have any idea the size and magnitude of franchising.
And that's domestic, Jim, right?
Yes, that is. But all over the world now, of course.
Incredible.
But yes, I'm talking about the United States at the moment. Although, as an example, at mailboxes, we put over 1,000 units outside the United States as well. And we have other countries who are bringing their brands and trademarks using the franchising model to the United States. But at the heart of the question, which was why I like it and enjoy it, it speaks to people. I think it's entirely unique. I don't think there's another method of business that is comparable to it. I think because of that, historically, a lot of folks have misunderstood it, including Wall Street and the ability to evaluate the franchising business. And it's only been in recent years with Warren Buffett acquiring Dairy Queen, and of course, when I sold or we sold mailboxes, et cetera, to UPS, that I think the street has taken a different view, particularly the private equity world, of the value of business format franchising. But that value is driven because of the fact that franchising is the most intense and highly relational business in the world. And that is to say the relationship between the franchisor and franchisee is extraordinarily dynamic.
Well, I will tell you one of the reasons, I hate to interrupt, but one of the biggest advantages I see, especially with the timing we're having, with the time we have right now and such a strong financial crisis, there are tons of layoffs. This gives a lot of people opportunities that may be lay off or downsize, and it gives them a track to run on that the bugs are kind of worked out, doesn't it, Jim?
Well, your comment is very insightful because if you look at the history of franchising, it's actually countercyclical and a pre-market indicator. Whenever there has been a recessionary downturn, franchise sales have gone up. For the specific reason that you're talking about, folks are outsourced, they're laid off, they often come out with cash packages, they make a decision that their future or wealth building is not determined by someone who has a job and that they'd like to embrace their own dream and pursue it. And that, again, speaks to the other element of the passion for franchising because this is about people who have a dream. It's about folks who want to do something of significance, who want to leave a legacy for their family, who want to impact their local community, who want to do something both personally rewarding and altruistic at the same time. I mean, it's just it's a place where families dwell, where generation after generation can embrace the franchising model. And do very well for themselves and at the same time help and assist a lot of other folks.
Absolutely. And later into the show, folks, we're going to get more into some of the advantages and the unique aspects of a franchise business by listening to what our friend Jim Amos has done with his career. Speaking of your career, we'll go back in history in a moment, Jim. My wife Billy and I just got back from New York a few days ago. We were up there on business, and I'm going down 2nd Avenue. I don't pass one. I pass two Tasty Delights. And I believe it was on 2nd Avenue. And tell us about Tasty Delight. This is your new business venture, and you seem to be pretty excited about it. And by the way, what is Tasty? Is it a yogurt? Is it an ice cream? We're trying to figure out what it is. It's so unique.
Well, that is part of why, in doing our own due diligence, that's part of what drove our investment thesis. It is completely unique. And that is to say, it's not a frozen yogurt, and it's not ice cream. It's not definable legally. It's something quite different unto itself. But it has been around for 20 years. We have over 50 of those units in Manhattan, mm-hmm. As an example. And the product itself was invented originally by a New York woman and her food technologist's father. As something based on the science as entirely unique. It's a smarter food choice, John, and that is to say that it offers less of what people don't want, meaning the fat or the calories or the carbs, and more of what they do. It's creamy, it's delicious, it has great taste, which is the price of entry, actually, mm-hmm. and over 100 flavors available in-store on demand, and most of those have 70 calories per 4 fluid ounce serving. And that means it becomes a guilt-free indulgence, a rare treat that is for people who are particularly interested in eating healthy.
Sure.
And because of that, over the years, people like Sarah Jessica Parker and Heidi Klum and Mariska Hargitay, Lindsay Price, a lot of models and actors and actresses have embraced the product because they enjoy eating it, and it's actually a dietary aid for them.
I love it. We get back from this quick break. I'm going to ask you about a little bit of the differentiators of that business model. So. Our listeners know what Jim Amos is going for in a time like this, going into business. Then we're going to go back and find out where you came from and lead up to current times and learn some lessons from you, Jim.
Correct.
Our guest today is Jim Amos, the chairman and CEO of Tasty Delight and also the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Franchising, one of the most adept executives in the history of the franchising world. I'm John Resnick, and we'll be back on Legends of Success right after this.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today we're visiting with Jim Amos, an old friend and a previous guest we wanted to bring back. He's got so much wisdom and business strategy to share. And before we took a break, we're talking about his new venture, Tasty Delight. I want to touch on that a little bit before we go back and find out where Jim came from and how he got to modern-day business that he's in today. Jim, give me just a capsule description of a Tasty Delight unit of a franchise, and then tell me, what drew you to Tasty Delight versus so many other possibilities you could have purchased?
Well, Tasty is a standard footprint in Manhattan, incidentally, that's rather small. It's about 400 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Manhattan and other markets, it's roughly about 1,200 square feet. But what drew us through the due diligence and how we defined our investment thesis, John, was the fact that here was a 20-year-old business who had grown organically with no marketing, no public relations, not a dollar, no advertising, that was uniquely positioned in the mind of the consumer by the consumer as one having great taste, just the best tasting product out there, but two, being a health benefit dietary aid with low cholesterol, low carbs, low sugar, low dairy, and all the healthy benefits that I think people are looking for today, particularly when obesity has doubled over the past 30 years, and yet giving up none of the taste. Now, why that's important is where Tasty was struggling was that many of the units were old and tired and needed to be rejuvenated, and for the first year and a half, that's what we've done is redone the trademark, logo, service mark, the in-store experience, the footprint, and we opened two wonderful pilots at 60th and Broadway, Columbus Circle, and in the Empire State Building in New York.
That's outstanding. If you can't, you know, quote somebody else told me, another guest, when he's finally set on his career of his new business, I'll share with you is that if you have a location in the Empire State Building, Jim, the only one who can screw that up is you. Right?
Well, I mean, there's some truth to that. Certainly live in some unique and interesting economic times.
If they raise the rent and boot you out, that's different. But my Lord, with the foot traffic you have there, you can't fail, I hate to say.
It's pretty dramatic.
It really is.
Difficult to get those locations, by the way.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, that's pretty interesting. And when we get back later, I just wanted to paint a picture of this unit and what it looks like and what differentiators. Jack Welch always says, you know, differentiation, if you had to pick one element of success, one characteristic,
right,
that's the most important. Would you agree with that, or would you say there's a different one?
Oh, his Jack's comment that it is differentiation or market differentiation?
Yeah, I said to him once I was visiting, I was very fortunate in Boston, and I said, Jack, if you could only pick one element, one characteristic to become successful, what is that single most important one? And he said differentiation.
Well, I think he's right. And if I were to translate that into this moment or even back to mailboxes, et cetera, or the UPS store, I would say it's being able to create, and this is why I bought this company, it's being able to create a sub-segment in a larger segment that does have differentiation, where you can control the marketing and distribution and scale quickly as a result of it. And for Tasty Delight, that sub-segment is owning the health side of it, that everything, every line extension, every line expansion, whether it's Pure Delight Waters or Tasty Delight Shots with glucosamine chondroitin in it, or probiotics or prebiotics or phytonutrients, those kinds of things. It's all about health and benefit and great taste as the number one good-tasting dessert for you in the world.
Awesome. We're going to find out. I know the first 20 years has been word of mouth, and a little bit later we'll find out how you plan to propel this business. It seems like you're doing a good job. Jim, let's find out about you. You are Bill Rosenberg, who was the founder of Dunkin' Donuts, and we were absolutely blessed to get, I believe, his last live interview in between chemo treatments. He always said he was one of the greatest people I've ever spoken with, and I believe a mentor of yours, too.
That's correct. I loved Bill.
Yeah, he says, John, always take them back to where it begins, because if you don't know the lessons of how they got there, it doesn't mean, well, he says a damn.
No, Bill was extraordinarily colorful, heroic, interesting individual.
Yeah, I asked him the really brilliant question one day. I said, Bill, you got Dunkin' Donuts. I guess coffee's pretty profitable. What do you mean? It's 99% water in that gruffy voice of his. I love that man. But where does Jim Amos come from? Take us back to 1946, that magic year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was born in the Midwest, corn-fed Midwest kind of guy, St. Louis, Missouri.
And what was life like as a child? Do you come from a solid family unit background? Did you come from wealthy, successful parents? And what were
now, my dad, my mom was a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. And later in life, she ended up owning two or three hairdressing salons in Westport in St. Louis. And my dad was a laborer. He worked as a paper handler for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for 33 years. Never missed a day. Mm. And I grew up in an area at the time that was new, Florissant, Missouri, and had great parents. And you know, as I look back, I'm just so grateful for the values that they demonstrated in their life, the love they had for each other and for me, and for our family. And those Midwest roots, I think, have been intensely valuable.
And you know, folks, I'm speaking to our listeners now. It doesn't matter if you come from a wealthy family or a bankrupt family financially. If there's a wealth of values and you have a foundation of a great value system, you can become wealthier personally and financially than anybody if you've got that great influence and you believe and grasp it. Am I right, Jim?
Oh, it's the whole ball game. I think that that leaders ultimately and the policy they enact, the kinds of people they surround themselves with and what they say and do, all of that is judged within the framework of the values that they represent and embrace. I'm not sure that there's anything more important than a set of foundational or core values in life and business. You know, for me, a strong ethical base, a positive belief in people, a compelling vision, I think are the primary drivers. And that has to be driven by a set of values that really make decision-making simple, because as you embrace them and they become a part of your DNA and your life and your business and your world, they drive the decisions that you make every day.
One of the simple techniques I've always used, I pick out mentors that I have. Several of them don't even know they're my mentors, and the others do. And anytime I'm up against a crisis or a question that really you know, might be a bit challenging. I always ask myself, what would, for example, Jim Amos do? What would so-and-so do? How would they react to this? And I'll tell you what, that's probably the greatest strength I've had in business.
Well, that's very humbling to hear you say that, John. But I'll tell you, I think that's it may be, and in fact, sound trite in our society and our culture today. But I think if you look at history, and I've spent a good portion of my life just studying leadership and trying to understand the decisions that drive leaders or what drove the decisions that they make. Every decision that is made really comes from a set of values that are established often well early in life. That's why, as an example, if I'm hiring,
yes,
and I look at various candidates that come to one of the companies or are frankly nonprofits or churches or synagogues, I mean, to me, you have two issues to look for, and one is character and the other is competence. And as a practical matter, if I were to emphasize one over the other, it would be character first because,
yes, absolutely.
You know, you can always, there's a lot of very smart people out there, the MBAs and others that are technically sound, but you can teach competence, improve competence, grow competence, and train competence. It's very difficult to teach someone character if they don't have it. And so, therefore, those two things result in being trustworthy. And if trustworthiness is what you want, I think they need to be considered as you're making a hiring decision.
I love it. Folks, the quote is, attitude is a choice. It is the fundamental upon which all of the basics of life rest. Our attitude is the greatest asset or the biggest liability. It's your choice. That was a quote from today's guest, Jim Amos, from his book, Focus or Failure. We'll be back with more of Jim Amos right after this.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange under arrest in London as he was hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy a few hours ago. UK officials confirming the request by the United States for Assange's extradition for an alleged computer-related offense. The Justice Department's expected to officially announce charges later on this morning. Prime Minister Theresa May addressed British Parliament about the news this morning.
I would like to thank the Metropolitan Police for carrying out their duties with great professionalism and to welcome the cooperation of the Ecuadorian government in bringing this matter to a resolution.
FlightAware says over 600 flights are delayed, about 500 canceled, because of a major spring storm that could dump over 2 feet of snow on the plains. Warnings are up in at least a dozen states for bad weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Vision is where tomorrow begins. It jumpstarts the future by calling forth the talents, the skills, the resources. The vision is kind of the wake-up call. Success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile dream. It's about a great hope held in common by a number of people.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have with us today Jim Amos, who is the chairman and CEO of Tasty Delight, on a fairly new franchise operation he's acquired. It's been around for 20 years, grew word of mouth, and now Mr. Amos and his team are going to catapult it, obviously, to the next levels, as he's done so many times before. Jim, before we get to that business, I want to look a little bit in the history of what influenced you. Now you went to high school and you graduated high school and you were off to the Marine Corps Platoon Leadership Program, which is a combination of going to the University of Missouri and spending summers at Quantico.
That's correct.
What was the greatest influence and why was that so meaningful to your life? Because I know it was.
Oh, my goodness. I think that, you know, I would have to go back to my dad's influence and his patriotism that kind of drove me in the direction of the Marine Corps. But after I graduated college, I took some tests or something and got involved in the Marine Corps Platoon Leaders Class program, where I would go to school at the University of Missouri, and then in the summers I'd spend them in Quantico, Virginia, being prepared to become an officer in the Marine Corps when I graduated, which is really what happened, and that was during Tet of the Vietnam War.
Yeah, and you spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. I understand your 2 years in Vietnam. You'd become a captain, and you also received a Purple Heart. What happened?
Well, that's true. That's the kind of the progression of events. I went to Vietnam twice, some people might think that being wounded is not very smart. But that was just part of what happened. I'll tell you. As I look at that period of my life, I am very grateful to the United States Marine Corps for the basic tenets and lessons of leadership that they instilled in me as a young man that served me very well in combat and that I use still today in business. Great lessons of really what it means to be a servant leader, as Robert Greenleaf wrote about many years ago. But I think that's the Marine Corps is an extraordinary crucible for leadership development.
Well, your Purple Heart was one of 12 decorations, but I did some research here, talk about your leadership lessons that you really honed. I mean, talk about there couldn't be a better place to learn leadership skills, and you're really saving your life and the lives of others. There was one specific, I want to bring this up, something called Operation Dewey Canyon that you quoted once, I dug up. You said that drove an indelible lesson of leadership into your brain. What was Operation Dewey Canyon, and what did you learn from that?
Well, Dewey Canyon was an extraordinary operation during the Vietnam War, where battalions aligned, attacked into the Ashaw Valley in Vietnam. I actually wrote a book about that called The Memorial that explained, at least my perspective as a small unit commander, what took place during that operation. But I think it was the longest from a support base analysis, it was the longest geographically, the most distance between the troops in the field and the support bases that was attempted in Vietnam. But I think for me, there was a plethora of leadership lessons to learn there, not the least of which, this is going to sound a little silly, but the very basic things like you don't ask someone to dig a foxhole if you're not willing to dig one for yourself.
Sure.
You wait for the folks that you're responsible for to eat before you eat a meal.
You do that to this day.
I do that to this day. And those are lessons that were instilled by the Corps that I think are extraordinarily important because leadership is a responsibility and a privilege. It's not a right, and it's not power to be exercised for the purpose of the individual. It's for the support of the people you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you once said the different, and this definitely relates to leadership skills. You said the difference between a medal and a court-martial is razor thin. You told me that once. Why do you say that?
Well, because what you learn very quickly is that, leadership and decision-making requires risk. Mm-hmm. And where there is risk, there is going to be a failure. Mm-hmm. And, not maybe, there will be sometimes in life, in business and in war and combat, in anything. And so, you have to be very grateful for those moments when you've prepared well enough to win and you've been put in a position where you can enjoy some taste of success. And you frankly have to be thankful for those moments when that isn't the case, but you can learn from it so that the next time you can benefit from what you learned in a moment of failure. And there is failure in this life, not just mountaintop experiences. I think that whole process, just what you said, that the difference between a medal and a court-martial is razor thin. Leadership and decision-making requires boldness. Boldness requires risk. Risk means just what we talked about. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some. And every time you go up the hill, unfortunately, people don't like to hear this, but every time you go up the hill, either figuratively or in actuality, there are people that get wounded and there are people that die.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Wayne Gretzky once said, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
There it is.
And we get back, we're going to find out some of the shots you've taken in business, and we'll talk about your successes. And I also want you to think, Jim, about the biggest setbacks. I hate to call them failures because a failure is permanent, a setback's temporary. I want you to think about the greatest setbacks you had and what you learned from them. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Amos is with us. He's back again. We're so glad to have him with us. Chairman and CEO of Tasty Delight. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, contact information, photos, and more. It's all there at legendsofsuccess.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, visiting with Jim Amos today. Folks, success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile dream. That is a quote from our guest today, Jim Amos, when he was on our program in 2005. Jim, I always like to bring up your little tidbits and quotes because they've got a lot of power. You told me once that's the greatest definition of success that you've heard.
Yes, and I think it still is. I think that life is a journey, and the journey we travel towards the objectives or dreams or goals or visions that we have is very powerful. And it's not ending, non-ending in this life. As we discussed earlier, vision and values are the key to leadership. And vision is where tomorrow begins. It jump starts the future by calling forth the talents, the skills, the resources. The vision is kind of the wake-up call. And so that's it. It's success is the progressive realization of a worthwhile dream. It's about a great hope held in common by a number of people.
Without a vision, you can't move forward with any kind of common sense.
Well, there's no question about it. Vision, values, unity, execution. Every leader has to be, in some sense, a vision caster.
Got to know where you're going. Jim, you got out of the military. We broke up, break off at that, the previous break. After a while, you got into Arby's. For some reason, you landed there. And I believe that's where you first honed your skills in the franchising system of due diligence, which is so important in business.
Well, when I left the Marine Corps in 1973, mm-hmm. I just got involved in franchising because some of the brothers in arms I was with in Vietnam were in that field, and I never left it. 30 years later, here I am.
Wow. And when with Arby's, I guess the foundation of what you still use today of due diligence, I think you went through digging up your records. I think you went through something like 13,000 applications for franchise. Am I right with Arby's?
Well, we had a lot of folks at the time that were very interested in growing, but it's there that I learned the basic skills of business format franchising, and through that relationship and through becoming a part of the International Franchise Association, where I learned many things and later was privileged to become chairman of that association in 2002.
And I believe it was our friend Bill Rosenberg who passed the baton to you, am I right?
Well, Bill founded IFA. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned earlier, also Dunkin' Donuts, a great visionary guy. And, yes, he certainly encouraged me.
We'll be back on Legends of Success right after this.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Have a question or comment about the show? You can call John at 1-800-458-5656 or send him an email, john@legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Today we're visiting with Jim Amos. So you got your foundation at Arby's. Eventually you transitioned to Bryce Foods, I believe. I can't believe it's yogurt was the name?
Yes, that was one of the brands. There were multiple brands there. And again, I began to put together a team of highly talented individuals and folks that, frankly, have stayed with me through every company we've been privileged to participate in my entire career. They're still here at Tasty Delight today.
Isn't that great? And on your team, when you put together a team and folks in business, this is so important to have that team of synergistic but different talents. You, each person has a different unique ability that you rely on as a team, correct?
Absolutely. And again, I think that the decisions we make about people are some of the most that we will make in life and business, whether it's a mate we choose or someone who's going to fill a game-breaking position in our business or someone that becomes a squad leader or a platoon leader or a company commander or a pastor. Very, very, very important that we're choosing folks that have the trustworthiness we talked about earlier, meaning that they have both the character and competence to accomplish the task.
Mm-hmm. The value in people, I've always said that you can look at the financial statement of any business anywhere, and truly the most valuable asset is never truly reflected on that statement, and that is human capital.
Well, there's no question that in some way, shape, or form, and there's been a lot of discussion about it through the years, that the human capital should land somewhere on a balance sheet are the assets of a company, because it is extraordinarily important, as important if not more important than the monetary resources. And today, I think at this point in my life, I would also list something called spiritual capital, mm-hmm. which I think becomes very important as a matter of faith and philosophical view of life.
Is that what drives you personally? What drives Jim Amos? What are the couple of critical elements that drive you daily as a leader and a business owner?
Wow, you always have the ability to ask great questions, John. And I'll tell you, Doc Hammarskjöld once said, the journey inward is the most difficult to take because the lessons there are not memorized, and it's difficult to see inside ourselves. And the better we're able to do that, I think the better we're able to help ourselves and other people. But for me, at this point in my life, I think that from a leadership perspective, having the opportunity and ability to share some of the things, perhaps, that I think the Lord has taught me in my life and career is the most rewarding. Charlie Jones, I think you know Charlie, don't you?
A very dear friend.
God bless him. He used to call me his purpose evangelist, and that kind of stuck in my mind and heart because you know, for me, God's purpose in this life is to glorify Him and edify others, and that means to provide them hope, to give them encouragement, to help them know that at the end of the journey, there's a place that's real and valuable and wonderful, and the ultimate realization of the dream. And those are, I hope those are the true primary drivers, to treat people the right way, to attempt to do the right thing, to put the benchmarks in place that make sense, that are culturally additive, that lift other people up, that help them to improve their vision of not only who they are, but what they can accomplish and where they're going.
Mm. I got to put a plug in for Charlie. When I think back, that's how I met you, actually. I knew who you were, but he's the one that got me the connection to you. And
great man, great mentor. Great friend.
Yeah, we'll miss him very much. Amazing guy. But moving on, you've had some great successes. MBE, Mailbox, et cetera, was unbelievable. If there's one single thing you did, because I want to get in a tasty delight, we only got a few minutes coming up. What's the one most important thing that you did, the single most important and powerful strategy that you did at Mailbox, et cetera, to more than triple their locations and take them international?
I think it was a culmination of what we've just shared. I think we instituted and inculcated a culture that people could believe in, mm-hmm. that allowed people to expend discretionary energy in pursuit of the dream. I mean, they believed what we were doing, where we were going, and who we were doing it for. Mm-hmm. We put the right people in the right places. And, you know, we were able to have some extraordinary success there with, 15 years of same-store sales and double digits, doubling and tripling CAGR over annual growth rates. It was in putting nearly 5,000 units around the world. It was a great experience and a privilege to have been there.
And especially end up at UPS. What a great culture. You ever see a UPS driver or counter person that didn't have a great attitude?
That's another great company who one has to applaud for their not only their performance in the marketplace, but their ability to institutionalize and transfer leadership.
Oh, and the culture is incredible. Moving on to Tasty Delight, then I'm going to ask about your setbacks. Why Tasty Delight and how many business opportunities did you look at before you decided on Tasty Delight?
About 23, as I recall. I was working with some private equity folks as a consultant to analyze and do diligence on that business, and it became very intriguing to me. Ultimately, the investment thesis was driven, as we said earlier, by, as Jack Welch said, the market differentiation of the product, the ability to create a subcategory and own it, which is exactly what we did at Mailboxes, et cetera, and I felt this afforded us the opportunity to do the same thing again.
It was brilliant. What you really did is you contrasted MBE with a postal system, and I hate to knock the government all the time when it comes to business, but let's face it, what you guys did, you aced the U.S. postal system. You did. Let's face facts.
We spent a lot of years competing with them, that's for sure, and ultimately, right before selling the company, was doing a test in over 1,000 units providing all postal services for the U.S. Postal Service at the time.
Just want to thank you again so much, Jim, for your kindness and sharing time with our listeners again.
Well, I deeply appreciate the opportunity to share, and at any time that I can be of help, John, I'd love to do so.
Folks, also want to thank Wanda Matisik from Jim Amos's office for her assistance in coordinating our interview today, and of course, our team here at Legends of Success, Michael Parks, producer, Lori Gunder, and each and every week, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick, my best friend. I'm John Resnick. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. We'll see you next week.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing the news to members of Parliament.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange.
The co-founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, now charged with computer hacking by the United States. The Justice Department charges connected to the WikiLeaks release of classified documents from former Army Private Chelsea Manning. Assange was arrested on an extradition request from the U.S. in London this morning for violating U.K. bail conditions. He'd been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 7 years. Police arresting the son of a sheriff's deputy in connection with a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana. Reports say 21-year-old Holden Matthews is the son of St. Landry Parish Deputy Roy Matthews. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
A dozen states in the central U.S. are under warnings or advisories because of another bomb cyclone that's bringing a lot of snow with it, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
The eastern Dakotas into western Minnesota, that looks like the area that's going to have the bullseye, if you will, of likely total accumulations of 2 feet or more.
The storm also bringing wind gusts of 60 and 70 miles an hour. Celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti may soon face a mountain of new charges. In Los Angeles, the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels is expected to be hit with a 36-count indictment by a federal grand jury today. Already arrested in L.A. 2 weeks ago on the charges, quickly denied wrongdoing. He was arrested in New York for an alleged plot to extort money from Nike. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is under arrest and out of power after a military coup in Sudan. The Masters Tournament is underway, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities.
or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The deadline was Tuesday, so it was already pretty clear that the Treasury Department was not going to meet the deadline set by Democrats to turn over President Trump's tax returns, relaxed. But now it's kind of official. The Democratic Chairman of House Ways and Means Committee demanding the IRS give him 6 years of Trump's personal tax returns, as well as returns from several Trump-linked organizations, by Tuesday. Now, last night, a letter came from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, in which he said the request is not routine and raises concerns of congressional overreach. Mnuchin says his department will continue to consult with the Department of Justice about it. Authorities in the Dominican Republic confirming they have found the bodies of a New York couple who went missing on March 27th. Investigators believe Portia Ravenel and her boyfriend Orlando Moore of Mount Vernon were involved in a car crash after checking out of their hotel. Ravenel initially survived the crash but was found unconscious on the side of the road without any ID. She died in a hospital on April 4th. Moore's remains were found in the water.